The Spencer Gulf, just north of Whyalla in South Australia, is home to the only known large breeding colony or aggregation of giant Australian cuttlefish. Thousands of the enigmatic cephalopods migrate there every year, putting on a display that draws tourists from around the globe. In the past months, there's been a massive jump in numbers following the re-imposition of a temporary fishing ban in the area. The ban's been so successful, in fact, that the state government is looking to make it permanent. Stefan Andrews is a marine filmmaker who's been up close with cuttlefish and joins us this morning. Stefan, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Patricia.
So what makes this giant cuttlefish so special and what draws them to this part of the South Australian coast?
Well, the giant cuttlefish, as the name suggests, they're really big and they're actually the largest cuttlefish in the world. And the reason why they come to this specific spot at the top of the Spencer Gulf is the habitat for laying eggs. And they actually lay them underneath rocks. And this one stretch of coastline is the only real good spot in the area for them to do so. And because of that, you get, as you said, thousands of cuttlefish coming from all over the Gulf right up into this one spot. And there's a fierce competition for the habitat and also for the fittest females to lay those eggs as well. So it's quite a unique spectacle. It's the only place in the world that this happens.
You've been watching and filming these creatures for a long time. What's it like to see thousands of them heading into the area to spawn?
Yeah, that's right. I've been, like, most years I'm up there for between, like, 2 and 4 weeks working on filming projects. And each year there's always something a little bit different going on. Of course, the numbers is something that does fluctuate from year to year. And for filming purposes and for any tourists going there, the more the better, really, because there's just so much going on. And that's kind of what draws people there, is just seeing so many of them in this one area. So when you start seeing them approaching at the beginning of the season, usually around May is when they start arriving, that's when it gets really exciting, because you don't really know exactly when they're going to come in. We don't really know exactly what numbers are going to happen that year. And when they first arrive, they're really looking healthy and big and really seeking out those good egg-laying spots. So it's very exciting at the beginning of the season.
So how does the ban, which has led to them kind of being able to do this at greater numbers again, affect commercial fishers?
Well, the ban, the temporary ban that they put in place is for the entire Upper Spencer Gulf. So this is a really large area. But it's important to note that there's actually a sanctuary zone that's been in that area of the egg-laying habitat for quite some years. And that's been sort of permanently put in place, which is crucial for the cuttlefish to be protected when they're actually laying the eggs, when they're mating. And that's such an asset to the area and for that population to have the sanctuary zone. Now, the temporary ban got first put in place after the population went down dramatically in 2013 to entire population size of just about 13,000. And putting that into perspective, that's about 10% of what they're usually is on an like long-term average. So that's was pretty alarming. So the management put in that big temporary ban just to sort of give them a bit of extra protection. And it's also important to note that the researchers haven't actually put a direct link between the fishing of the population and the numbers crashing or the numbers going up. Because cephalopods, so that's your squid, cuttlefish and octopus, they do have a natural tendency in their populations to fluctuate quite a lot. And it can relate to a whole variety of different environmental conditions. But back to your question about what the implications for the fishers are, is they're just not allowed to catch any cuttlefish in that whole area in the upper part of the Spencer Gulf. And the fishery itself, like cuttlefish, it's not like a highly desirable fishery in South Australia. The reason why the population went down quite dramatically back in the day, it was thought was because of fishers actually getting the cuttlefish to use as bait to catch other fish. So it's a low value fishery, really.
Stefan, many thanks for joining us this morning. It's, I suppose, a really positive development. You don't always hear positive stories, but I'm glad we brought people a positive story. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Stefan Andrews is a marine biologist filmmaker, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.